The dialect of Swallowfield in Berkshire. Mr. Stiff, a native aged 72, a decorator, recorded by Michael Barry in March 1959.
When I was working at the Duke of Wellington some years ago, I was greatly interested in the old-fashioned implements that they used for the cooking purposes. Also the old range that they had in the kitchen, and also the large table that the cook had, or the chef had to work on. And also, when I had to go working up in the bedrooms or anywhere of that, what with the landings, it was apt to mislead your way where you were going. And also, I said to the lady's maid when I was there one day, I said, I've completely lost myself. She said, that's no trouble in this house. She said, people are always losing themselves in this house. So she said, all you've got to do is just go down on the left and go down the stair on the left there. And you'll be all up where you want to get outside of it. But there were so many rooms there, of course you could see them, the doors and that were all painted the same, you couldn't make your way. You know, you used to lose yourself very often. And also, I was going to say there was something about the old Duke of Wellington, when we were there, the lady, she did not have any work done on the house, not he was about, so she used to send to my employer where I was, and he used to have to send me when the Duke would go on to London or some other town for the day. But if he happened to come back in the meantime, I had to hide myself. Still, it always used to work out all right. He didn't. He liked to see the work when it was done, I think, but he didn't like to have the men about there, I don't think. I worked at the Farley Castle. Also, that was an old-fashioned house, which Orphreys, I think, lived there at the time. And they were very funny to work for. I was working one day, and the lady came along. She wanted to ask me something about what she wanted done, and she had one of those ear trumpets. she also put it up to my ear, she put it to my, so I could speak through the phone, and I had a mate working with me, and when I said something, she couldn't quite say, what? And my friend, he started laughing, he had to finish telling her what she wanted to know, because it was so funny, you know, isn't it? Mm. You know, I remember the old boy saying to one of the men that were working outside, he said, are you married? Yes, sir. He said, have you any children? He said, no. So, anyway, when my employer come along, the old chap, this old gentleman, he said to the man that I was working for, he said, that is it, very good. He said, do you have to lose wet time as working outside? So he said, yes. So he said, well, that wasn't very good, was it? He said, after lose time, he said, here's a man who said he got 15 children. He said, oh, no, I didn't, sir. He said, I only had four. That was funny.